Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 7:04 with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. Make sure to take us anywhere you go via the Odyssey app. We don't just have to stay in your car. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And guys, I know we just lightly got to talk about Falcons mini camp a little bit earlier. Day 2 is going on, but there's so much to unpack. So I want to dive in with Jesse Bates. He was on Dukes and Bell yesterday, and he was talking about the communication he's got going on with Michael Penix Jr.
In the morning, you know, it's, you know, we say what's up, you know, see what's going on with each other. You know, probably talk about some raw waves, some music. You know, Mike likes some music a little bit.
Yeah.
And I live in Tampa as well, and Mike's from Tampa. So we talk a little bit about Tampa. I always tell him I'm a Florida boy now. And then, you know, we come in after practice and we always talk about, you know, how the day was, different coverages. Hey, did you see me in this coverage? Hey, did you, you know, what did you see when I was coming down in this robber look? Just different conversations that, you know, really ultimately it's me and Mike looking at each other. We're trying to play the game, cat and mousey with each other. So it's been good to, you know, to see Mike step into that role a little bit more and be comfortable and have conversations about the game, because like I said, once you think you got it, you're not good in this league. You got to be constantly growing, just like in life as well. You got to continue to grow, and try to just continue to soak in knowledge in the game.
Well, this is not uncommon for Jesse. He did the same thing. I don't know if they were sitting next to each other in lockers last year, but he did the same thing with Kirk Cousins. Last year, he and Kirk had, I remember specifically them talking both about how I remember talking to Kirk about working with Jesse.
Yep.
I think it was, I don't know if it was you or me that asked that question. I thought it was me, but I remember both them. I remember us doing the interview and us specifically standing there talking to him. He talked about how they get together after practices and they'll do some film studies and talk about what they were both seeing. I love it even more knowing the investment that we have as a franchise into Michael Penix, because Michael Penix is the future of this franchise. Whether it plays out the way we want it to or not, that is where we are set up to be. Yep. And so hearing a guy is smart and is – look, I've gotten the unique insight to – you know, in basically the – the ability with what I do with this team during the season to be in areas that y'all aren't, you know, other people aren't. And a lot of that is private, right? I can't talk about it, you know, because that's the player space. However, I don't think anyone will tell you that anyone has a problem with me seeing and saying publicly that I've seen Jesse Bates firsthand get on. And I don't even know if it was a win or a loss, to be honest with you, Mike, but I get on.
Probably doesn't matter to him.
Get on the bus and sit in that first seat and immediately pull out the tablet and start going over film with other players.
Yeah.
With other players. He's breaking down film and going through. Now, I'm not.
That's on a post-game bus you're talking about. Like, right after it's done, he's getting on the bus and he's already got it loaded.
We ain't on the way to the airport. We ain't on the way. Like, it ain't like we've flown home and everything and we're getting on. No. Like, literally, we are sitting at the stadium. And first thing he does after going through interviews and doing everything, he got on the bus, opened up the tablet, and they start going over film. And we haven't even left the stadium where the game took place after it, okay? Yeah. And so there's nobody that's more of a film rat than Jesse Bates on this team. But the fact that he's going over my starting quarterback and saying, what did you see me do here? Because I did this, and we disguised that. And he's breaking down coverages for your starting quarterback who has started three games in this league. Man, that makes me feel great.
Yeah, and it should. And this is the way in the NFL, right? This is, and we talk about guys developing. You want to put some money in a fast-track development? Put a guy like Jesse Bates who understands coverages at a higher level than, honestly, and I'm not lying when I say, I bet he understands coverages at a higher level than some guys that coach in the NFL. And he eventually will probably be in one of those roles if he actually wants to. But it's huge when you talk about Michael Penix. Also, quickly, shout out to him, because me and Bo have the same conversation about Ride Wave. Did I say that right? Ride Wave. When we walk in, we talk about Ride Wave's latest music as well.
You lost a little street cred. it's not Ride. It's Rod, okay. R-O-D, Rod Wave.
So
he's
all
a rapper.
Sudden, my plate at the barbecue is a to-go plate.
No, okay. No. You can still stay. You're still cool at the barbecue. It's just,
it's
we got to coach you up a little bit.
But you got to pick it up on the curb. You can't even come in the driveway, right?
They already put it in my plastic bag and handed it to me.
Yeah, the foil's already covered in the plate, which is like, here you go.
No, they might just Uber Eats that thing to you.
They order a lift for it. They're like, no, man, don't even swing. Don't even swing through. No, man, it was funny. I love those side conversations because to Jesse's point about them both being around the Tampa area and kind of understanding one another. And, man, that's just a big thing. And I can't tell you what that does for the eventual leadership of a Michael Penix, right? To kind of be one and the same in lockstep with a guy like Jesse Bates, who to me is the unquestioned leader probably of this team. Right, I don't think that there's one more guy that you look at other than Jesse Bates and say, "Boy, he's the unquestioned leader." Like you look at Jesse Bates, he's that guy. And so to have what will eventually be the offensive leader, right? I don't know that he's comfortable in that role just yet. He's very, very, kind of shy spoken when it comes to Michael Penix. But to have him and Jesse Bates in lockstep, and then both kind of being those guys on either side of the ball, and Jesse's the quarterback of the defense in a lot of different ways, I think it's huge, man. You want to put somebody on the fast track of their development and, make sure that we're not waiting till year five to see the best version of Michael Penix. You start getting him in conversation and coverages with a guy like Jesse Bates and having him understand things like that at a high level.
Well, another guy that was talking about Michael Penix Jr. yesterday was A.J. Terrell. He stopped by a Dukes and Bell and had a conversation about how they're making each other better.
Like you said, same thing he said and that's what we need, the competition in practice. Him doing, throwing passes that he typically wouldn't throw, but being confident in throwing it in practice. Mm-hmm. Like that's what make him special, and he do be putting the ball on the spot. So he's
got a cannon.
Yeah, right. He got a cannon. He make me work my technique, and I gotta trust that even when I'm not guarding Mooney or Drake or Ray Ray, like he's still gonna get it to the guy that you think he's not throwing it to, even though, because it's not his first read or anything like that. But just taking chances and owning his role.
It's so funny because obviously we expect Michael Penix to be such a well-rounded quarterback and being able to put air under the ball when he needs to and things like that. But when he talked about the velocity with which it comes out and where he can put the ball, it reminded me of different techniques needed to play offensive line and how sometimes you'd have a guy that you would get reps against that was good at one thing, be it a speed rush or a bull rush or a guy who can anchor in the run game. And you always almost appreciated it, even though it stinks at the time, you almost appreciated going against guys like that, offensive line versus defensive line, because whatever they do well, they probably do extremely well. And that is going to lead you to be better at that specific area of your game, right? If you have a guy who can really anchor in the run game, you're like, man, I got to get good leverage and pad level right here, or this guy's not going to move. And hopefully those things continue to kind of, mold themselves into making you a more well-rounded player. And I think that's what I hear when I hear A.J. Terrell talk about, hey, man, this guy can fit it in a window. I got to make sure I step my game up because the velocity is going to be there. It's going to come out on a line. That's That's just it's not only making Michael Penix better going against AJ Terrell. Obviously, you hear that in AJ's voice. It's making him better going against Michael Penix.
Yeah, man, you could have just said iron sharpens iron.
Yeah,
which was a Dan Quinnism that he all said all the time. Whenever time I hear AJ Terrell talk these days, you said something. I want to go back real quick before I get to this point because you said you think Penix is a little bit more soft spoken at times. I think that's just what we think. I think he's very vocal when he needs to be and very vocal in that locker room. And I think he's finally stepping in because Kirk is now moved to that backup role. But that's what I remember AJ Terrell being when he first came here. Very soft spoken, kind of laid back, was, I don't want to say hesitant, but
honestly, it's what you should be. You should be hesitant. We talked about Shamar Stewart yesterday. Yeah, you should be under the radar.
Don't be coming after established players and stars in the league's money and the best player on the defense's money.
Exactly.
Or even commenting on it. Not that he was coming for it, but don't even comment on it. But AJ, he just feels like his voice has gotten so much louder in interviews. Just in interviews. Like, he's so much more comfortable doing it. And I think that's part of the maturation. But when you go to a program like Clemson and you're playing for national titles, winning national titles, you're actually more in the spotlight. So the way he's grown there, dude is one of the top 10 corners in the league, I believe, maybe even top 5.
Hey, I don't think there's any doubt about top 10.
Yeah. And just hearing him being so outspoken now in these interviews where he wasn't when he first got here, I love hearing it. I love seeing the growth of that player, and I love seeing the growth of him as a person. He does a lot of things in the community. He's a hometown kid. So it's really cool for me just hearing him talk that way. And I know how hungry he is. Dude is hungry for a playoff berth. He has not had one. And this guy was a winner in high school. This guy was a winner in college. I mean, he set the tone with that pick six against Tua and that national title game for Clemson. And him and Trevor Lawrence just ran, you know, the Bama out of the building that night, Allie.
Okay, all right, just calm down.
Really?
I knew you were going to say something like that. Just calm down.
Yeah, how'd that game turn out for you?
Yeah, just calm down.
Your favorite college player didn't do too well, that one.
Just calm down, man. Just calm down. No, I'll say this as well. I know we got to go to break. Have you guys started seeing some of the rankings for his brother? He's starting to pick up steam.
Yeah, he didn't do too well against Georgia last year, though.
He did fine again. What are you even talking about? He did fine against Georgia. Georgia won, obviously, but in commanding fashion. Avion was just fine. He's starting to pick up some steam. I'm just connecting the dots a year out.
So you think he's going to be – well, they don't have a first-round pick.
Oh.
So what are we going to do? We're going to trade in the first
round? Slow down, Avion. you don't need to be that good.
Don't raise your draft stock too much, brother.
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, a little stub toe here and there. You'll be all right.
That Avion pick is is on the other side of Jalen Walker right now. So,
well, if you have questions about what you're hearing coming out of minicamp or the Falcons in general, no duo knows more about the Falcons than these two gentlemen in the studio right here with me. So tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up, Braves country can collectively say, well done, sir. We're going to recap.
You're on a heater, Allie.
We're going to recap the Braves Brewers matchup and go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey. The Odyssey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cap. Grounder to Ozzie Albies. This should do it. A complete game for Spencer Schwellenbach.
I almost just want to put that on loop. It's music to my ears. Finally got a win in Braves country. It's sports
Inject
radio.
That into my veins.
92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and of course Dylan behind the glass. You know, we haven't checked on Dylan today. Is your injury doing better?
Are you with Pillow?
I am not with Pillow. I meant to bring the pillow. I forgot it. Ali Mack did put me on game though and said I could grab one from out the couch out there in the when you first enter our building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't grab it yet. I just haven't had a chance to. But I'm feeling better, though. I was a lot more comfortable. I couldn't even, like, when I'm laying down, I can't even really feel it. So that's good, because the first night, obviously, it was uncomfortable, even like when I was laying down, not putting any pressure on my tailbone.
It's just a battle wound.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
I mean? You're all right.
That's what she said joke written all over it. Yeah. I mean,
very true. But when I walk, obviously, I'm still very uncomfortable. There's a 99.9% chance that I'm not going to be able to play in my other league tomorrow, because you know I wouldn't be any good to him.
Soft.
I mean, I could play through it. I'm not going to be as shifty or as good on defense that I usually am.
But your presence, Dylan, it just draws the defense over. Your presence alone is. Yeah. You know, just makes the team play you differently. I mean, haven't you learned anything from doing sports talk radio?
No, I mean, you're right. Offensively, I would be just fine. It's defensively that I'm worried about more so than anything. I'd be a liability on defense.
No. I mean, it's rec league. Half the guys don't play defense anyway, so you'd fit right in.
But they're all trying. But you're very right on that. That is correct.
I know. I played rec league, church league basketball. I got thrown out a couple games.
But you should. Oh yeah, we heard that story. But you should also know that in rec league, while nobody plays defense, everybody is a try hard on offense because everybody's trying to get numbers. So you got to try extra hard on defense if you do want to stop somebody.
Yeah, but half those guys, you can just let them try hard and they normally take themselves out of the play or just brick it anyway. So
yeah, they do blow a lot of layups.
Just picturing Bo in the upward league right now. Just, you know.
I used to play in upward. Upward was fun.
Yeah.
We played at church over there in Roswell. On Roswell near right when you cross over 285 right there on Roswell Road.
Not sure, man.
I don't know the name of the church. I can't remember. It was back in there. But
all in all, I am progressing, so I appreciate y'all asking.
Well, thank you so much for pushing through today, Dylan, and being here.
Wouldn't miss y'all for the world,
you're
man.
You're so strong.
Bruce Tailbone won't have me not on the morning show.
I'm glad your Bruce Tailbone doesn't keep you from doing sports talk radio.
Right.
I mean, most people and even a couple in the station do talk out of that side of their body. So, you know, it's...
Okay, let's get back to the Braves before we go down that path.
Might hurt a few people.
Getting back to the Braves, he is pitching. Schwellenbach had quite an outing.
You are adamant.
I'm telling you,
I love it.
I've got it going all day long. He pitched a complete game. First time ever. Braves won 6-2 over the Brewers, won the series. But I don't want to just gloss over this. So I want to hear from Spencer on that accomplishment.
At any level. I mean, I've done seven, but it's probably like 16 years old. So it's been a while.
That's huge. That was the first time he's ever pitched a complete game in any league, basically. So today, they have a day off, well-deserved. And thanks to Spencer Schwellenbach, that means our bullpen has had a couple days rest.
Ooh. And that was part of it. That was part of the thought process of letting him go. I think CJ mentioned it on the broadcast, friend of the show, that, hey, you know, you got a day off tomorrow, so you got an extra day before his next start. So why not let him go back out there? But the thing I want to talk about with him, Mike, is when I wanted to get with you, because I know you played baseball at a low level in high school. And it's not a shot, just you didn't play in college. You would have played football in college, but
I didn't take it as a shot. Now I feel like it was a shot.
He had zero response to that comment.
No, it's not a shot. Like, what?
He rubbed his eyebrow. But his fastball last year, I believe, sat at 96 was the average. And this year it's sitting at 97. And we've seen him hit 100 a few times this year. He was sitting at 99 and 98 late in the game yesterday. And I know that he had Tommy John surgery at one point. This guy was a closer in college and a shortstop, not a starter. But where the hell did he find the extra 2 to 3 miles an hour? Because I said this before Strider came back, that I thought Schwellenbach would be the best pitcher on his staff. Now, Chris Sale has rounded back into form as taking that mantle, but Schwellenbach is firmly seated in that number two spot.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And to that point, it's a lot about mindset for me with Spencer Schwellenbach. He gives up the home run, and he just goes right back to work yesterday. And I think that's something that we always knew was kind of in there. He didn't seem rattled, but even in his delivery, you can see him starting to just kind of roll through. It's like, well, that's going to happen from time to time, and that's why you do get the consistency and his ability to get those outs. To your question about where the velocity comes from, I think this is simply – it's always been there, but things in his mechanics are lining up perfectly to allow him to kind of unlock that. Now, obviously, there's some muscle memory that comes along with that. You build stamina, you build muscle and the ability to kind of be a power pitcher. But you don't, like, nobody just works themselves into being able to throw 100 miles an hour, right? It doesn't happen. Like, there's people that will work their butt off and never reach that trademark. So I think it's always been in there. I think just everything with his mechanics, his you know, physical ability, his muscles, his ligament, everything is lining up at the right time, and it's allowing him to kind of get those numbers up. I'd be lying if I said that it doesn't scare me just a little bit because of his history.
Wow.
But I'm not going to go down that road, and it's all good vibes today. I think he's so good right now, and he's so important to the future of this organization that you know, they go about it the right way, and he continues to pitch at a high level like he did yesterday.
Yeah, and he's just gotten better. I mean, the only thing that would worry me this year about him, and it's not a pitch that he uses a ton. He only uses his cutter like 12% of the time, but the batting average against his cutter this year is 50 points higher than it was last year. That's the only thing that would worry me a little bit. The batting average against his cutter this year is 320. Last year it was 270. So that's a little bit worrisome, but you look at, you know, other places and teams are not hitting. He's better, you know, when he uses his four-seamer, he's better than he was last year. His slider is close to the same, but his mentality, he pitches like a 15-year veteran on the mound, and he's not, I don't know if he's quite has the intensity that Sell does with the way he looks. Sell just looks pissed off on the mound, which I love.
Yeah.
Schwellenbach looks businesslike on the mound, but both of them are carrying this team along with some good starts tossed in there from Elder and Grant Holmes. Well, the Colonel, Mark Zeno's man crush, Arthur Smith, was talking yesterday, and I think it's the first time that he's talked during the offseason, or at least since, you know, they've been media availability with the OTAs and stuff. And he was kind of asked about marrying offensive philosophies, right, with what Aaron Rodgers wants to sling the ball around and Arthur Smith wants to run the football. And Spence said, look, he'd love to be more balanced, but you're not obvious in how you want to attack the defense, what you think their strengths and weaknesses are. That's the game that's played every Sunday. We didn't bring Aaron in here and DK for all that money, signing him, to go run the wishbone. Mm. So, you know, you're going to try to play the strengths of your team. But Arthur Smith wants to run the ball 75 to 80% of the time. So I'm just curious, Mike, what you think based on what you saw from him, what maybe they'll do, what he's going to try to do. Because I do think Arthur Smith, we saw it in 21. They slung the ball around in 21 with Matt and
right.
Kyle.
Right.
And because they didn't have running game necessarily.
Not to the level that, you know, they did the next couple of years. And I think that's the most important thing. That's my most important thing. He can talk about, hey, we're not going to run the wishbone. But you have to be able to run the football. And you and I have both been big fans of Jaylen Warren and some of the other things they've done. No, Najee's moved on from that organization, but they have to run the football. If you're going, you can say all you want to about percentages and players. If you can't run the football, then everything you just go back to essentially what you were last year for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, right? And Breece Hall couldn't get it going, coming back off injury, things like that. You got to be able to run the football, and you got to do it when you want to, and that's the first step to me. So, yeah, it's not the wishbone, but don't tell me and come out. You know, you're not going to go out and run the spread either. You're gonna try to have a balanced offensive attack, and that's what leads to the success of guys like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, real quick, Sean McVay was asked about, was there any thought process of Aaron Rodgers going to the Rams? Remember the number was, everybody said $10 million. That's what Aaron Rodgers would play for, and ended up being more. He had said that's what he would play for in L.A. And then they asked McVay, and he's like, yeah, our first priority was, as we said all along, was to get something done with Matthew Stafford. If that wasn't able to occur, then that was definitely a conversation and a possibility for us. And then he goes on to, you know, give the proverbial, oh, we love Aaron, and we think the world of him, and he's the greatest football player in the history of the world with helmet size too big.
It is interesting to think about, because we talked about that Matthew Stafford was one of their options before Aaron Rodgers signed. It would have been an interesting world had Matthew Stafford been in Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers been out in L.A. It's a lot to think about.
Some would think they could have just made a, you know, they could have said a sign and trade.
Yeah, man, just, hey, yeah. Man, hey.
Hey, just sign Aaron.
Hey, Sean, this
trade.
Is Mike. Hey, I just kicking the tires on you guys' quarterback situation.
I think Stafford would be great in Arthur Smith's system, and I think Aaron Rodgers would be great in McVay's system.
I completely agree.
But I think they're both great.
They're both great. I was going to say, they're both pretty solid. Look, we're going to go to break when we come back. I got a couple of different stories. We got to talk about the Georgia-Alabama game time being announced. One of us in here has played a night game between the hedges, and that's not a shot at Bo. also, I got a mic'd up story. Yesterday, I was doing some DIY work. At a certain point, I was pulling something off the ceiling, and I heard a thud hit the ground.
Oh, no.
Guys, buckle up. Wait till I tell you what came out of my ceiling last night. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Boom!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. And if you're heading into work today, we don't have to stay in your car. Just grab the Odyssey app. You can find us there as well. Mike, I know the kids are at home today with you.
Yeah, so part-time daycare this summer.
Right.
It's been an adventure.
An adventure.
To say the least.
That sounds very loaded there.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I love doing morning radio, and I love getting home and having the day ahead of me if I need to, or napping if I need to, or getting stuff done. And when my kids are going Monday, Wednesday, Friday to daycare, I know there's probably people out there listening that maybe have this same kind of scenario going on. My kids are going daycare Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which means they're home Tuesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. which means when daddy gets home, it's time to play.
It's daddy daycare.
Yeah, daddy daycare. And my wife has had things to do. She is home with us today, so that's nice. I can probably sneak away if I wanted to for 30 minutes. But we're thinking about getting out of the house today, which is imperative, I think, for the children and myself to not lose our mind on one another. Thinking about going to I don't want to butcher the name of this. I think it's Fort Yargo?
Yargo?
It's a state park over there about a little less than an hour away that has a beach.
And Winder.
Winder, yeah.
Why did you say it originally where it sounds like there's a B in there?
Yeah, is Yarbo or Yargo?
Yargo. Oh,
Yargo.
Yargo. There's no B in there. It's a G.
You see what I deal with this guy? Like, what did you, like, you always get all the words right that you spit out?
Bigly?
I'm sorry. Y'all come for me all the time on this show the way I speak. So yeah. I ain't letting you off the hook on
Anyways.
That.
Anyways. Thinking about getting the kids out of the house, letting them. I don't think they'll spam.
I'm not adding letters. Well, no, I take them away.
Yeah. Just got one wrong.
It depends on the word.
I don't think my kid.
Yeah, Bigly, you definitely added. Probably.
Who?
When you said Bigly?
I just made that up. I mean, that's not even a word. that's
true enough.
I'm making up words. I'm not adding letters.
Yeah. But Fort Yargo, what's going on in this state park? Is it like hiking trails?
I think it's a little bit of everything. It looks like they got. It would be interesting. I don't know if we're going there today, but my kids, I don't think they're going to swim in a lake just yet at this point in their lives. But there is like a splash pad, I think. They just kind of remodeled the state park. So, yeah, we're trying to get out of the house, man. Maybe Lake Lanier Islands. I don't know. It'd get weird.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Like, are you just trying to drive a long ways? Because.
Do you know of a beach closer?
Well, I mean, hell, Altoona's got a beach. I mean, I don't have a splash pad, but Lake Lanier, I think, is closer than.
It's not that much
Fort
closer.
Yargo.
Yeah, but there's a whole water park at Lake Lanier.
But you're a 400 guy. We're 75 people. So, like, Altoona's close for us. But, like, 400, you're either way, 85 or 75.
It's going to take 45 minutes, at least 45 minutes to get to Altoona for me.
Is the man-made beach, I forget exactly where it is, but it's called Atlanta Beach. Is that still open? Is that still a thing?
I thought that was the one at Lake Lanier Islands.
I think that is.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought there was another one.
I don't know.
I know
Lake Lanier.
I have to look it up.
I'm not being a jerk. And I said, where would it be? Where did Atlanta Beach be?
No, there's one. It's not. I used to go to it. It's not Lake Lanier. I'm going to look it up and let y'all know in a second.
Where it is because.
It was in like the. It's going to sound crazy, but it was in like the Stockbridge area. It's like a man-made. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's way smaller than Lake Lanier. Yeah,
so it's kind of like what Atlanta Motor Speedway used to be before it was the Echo Park Speedway.
Yes.
It says Atlanta, but it's really
nowhere
near it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, I encountered some people at the race one time. One year I was down on pit road and these guys were like, hey, man, are you from here? I was like, yeah. Where, what's there to do in Atlanta? And I said, we're not in Atlanta. We're, you know, we're south of the city. He goes, yeah, but that's where we're staying because we didn't realize it was so far. At the Atlanta Motor, that the Speedway was away from it. And I was like, is this a guy's trip? And they go, yeah. I was like, well, there's a place we call the Spring Street Ballet that you might want to check out.
Yeah,
it's called the Cheetah.
Yeah, careful with that.
They got a good menu there.
Here's what I do know, and this is prime for a wake up call, which would be coming up at the top of the hour. Like finding water activities in Atlanta it's a little bit of a task. Like you can go to Lake Lanier if you don't have access to a boat, which you can always rent one, but. You know, you go to, you know, the Hooch or whatever, you know what I mean?
So that would be fine. Always, you could go shoot the Hooch.
They're not ready for that. Not ready for that hurricane. That'd be like me, hey, you should take Melrose, shoot the Hooch.
Okay.
Like baby Jesus floating down the river.
I mean, I just give her a bottle right before we jumped in.
Take the top off a cooler and load her in there.
3 hours later, yeah, just throw in the Yeti. Three hours later, you know, she'll be good to go.
All right, so we have the details now on the Bama-Georgia game, and someone in this studio has played in that game. So, Mike, why don't you break this down?
Yeah, I played Between the Hedges, as they call it, back in 2008, and it was a night game. Georgia was preseason number one that year, and it was a big atmosphere. It was the blackout. The College Game Day was in town, which they had been in town the year before when Georgia came over and beat us in overtime over in Tuscaloosa. But I remember just the overall aura around that game and around Matthew Stafford and Knowshon Moreno and AJ Green and, you know, guys like Rennie Curran and Geno Atkins and Akeem. It was just a loaded roster they had over in Athens, and us kind of feeling like it was our attempt because we were not good in 2007. And it was for us at Alabama, it was like going in there trying to prove that you belong with the Georgias of the world, which we came out victorious that night. But the atmosphere is just second to none. And that's going to be really exciting for both sides. I'm sure Georgia fans are excited that it's a night game, as they should be. And creating that atmosphere is going to be imperative.
Think they'll wear black jerseys?
I don't know. I think there's probably some Georgia fans that would like to exercise that demon a little bit, but I don't know that they'll do it.
There's a famous
Kirby was on our sideline for that game, so I was going to say he might be a little more hesitant than that.
Well, and that was kind of the joke. I just wanted to talk about it because Allie, before that game that came out, Georgia was wearing black jerseys back then. It would be like a big game and. The whole thing came out that it leaked, and then there was video leaked of Alabama's strength coach at the time, Scott Cochran, who's now the head coach.
Friend of the show.
And he was like, oh.
Head coach at West Alabama, yeah.
They're going to wear black, going to a funeral. Yeah, and it's a phenomenal video. And in Alabama, you guys just – I mean,
we had a really good first half.
Did you take your feet off the gas on that? What happened?
In the second half?
Yeah, because Georgia got, I think it was like 45-30 or something was the final score in that game.
Yeah.
Georgia kind of, or 42-30, something like that.
They definitely stormed back on us for sure. And we didn't take our foot off the gas, but I think they made, I think second half adjustments are overblown, but they definitely did that day. Like Georgia made some, and they had, obviously, there was no talent deficit, right? They were one of the most talented teams in the country, so they basically changed what they were doing defensively from my memory. I don't know. It's been a long time ago, but I remember them going to like more like five down fronts, kind of covering up the offensive line, basically saying you're not going to run the ball. You're going to have to, you know, pass, step back and throw it. And then we tried to run a couple of screens. And then our defense couldn't get off the field, which we had a very good defensive unit that year. But, man, they were doing a good job running it. Knowshon broke one, scored a couple of quick touchdowns.
Hey, I don't want to go back to the Yargo thing, but why not just go to like Whitewater?
Six Flags?
No, Whitewater. Yeah, I mean, Six Flags owns it, but yeah, Whitewater.
Because my daughter's three.
Yeah, but there's a kiddie pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She just wants to play with sand, dude. Like,
think of
like a sandbox, but the lake is, it's like a sandbox, but the lake is for me and my wife.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, I thought it was a fair question.
No, it's just, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's just anybody's got a three-year-old. I was like, dude, I'm not going to Six Flags. That sounds like an absolute nightmare. You know, what's the indoor water park down in LaGrange?
Wolf Lodge or whatever.
Yeah, Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you go to Wolf Lodge?
See the commercial now. Wolf Lodge.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of my wife, I got to tell y'all a story yesterday. I thought she was moving out. Yeah, buddy. Allie asked me yesterday, and before I get there, let me remind you that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, which maybe we'll hit if we do go to Fort Yargo or Six Flags Whitewater or Lake Lanier or wherever anybody goes for their water features these days and to kind of cool off on a weekday. Probably wouldn't hit any of those places on a weekend, just a little too crazy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, being a Thursday, that kind of opens the door. Anyway, so I want to take you guys. Allie asked me yesterday if I was doing a DIY project right now. I am. I am raising a ceiling in my basement that had air ducts that were hanging low, and I want to put my wife's Peloton, some other workout equipment in this area. So I'm like putting the ducts up higher and, you know, putting the ceiling up higher so that we can fit the equipment in there. So yesterday I got home. My wife's on summer break. My kids actually were at daycare yesterday. I'm like, hey, cracking the knuckles a little bit. I'm headed down to the basement. I'm going to get my construction on. So just, you know what I mean? You should go upstairs and watch some TV because it's going to get loud.
Were you using a jackhammer?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of construction?
Yeah, it was.
How do you use a jackhammer
it was
upside
big.
Down?
It was big. It was going down. All right, just picture me. I'm downstairs. I'm like cutting on the ceiling a little bit. You can hear the jackhammer. You know what I mean? So we live in a 50-year-old house.
Okay.
And one of the things that if you're in a basement and you're looking up at the, you know, the first floor, there's insulation inside of what used to be a ceiling right there. So I'm like, all right, I got to get some of this insulation out of the way because I got to put some ductwork in there. So I pull the insulation down really, really slowly. I'm trying to keep it intact and I'm just messing with it. And all of a sudden I hear something.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
treasure chest.
Oh, my God.
Like, what just hit the floor? And I looked down, guys, and it was a, let's call it a mummified carcass of a rodent.
No.
How big of a carcass?
A good size one.
Like
a good size, so we're talking RAT, like a, my wife calls it, an RAT.
Oh, it was a rat, not a possum or anything?
No.
How many pounds do you think this thing's? Like a New York City rat?
I know people can't see my hands, but like, you know, I'm going to give it, put two baseballs next to one another
maybe 2 pounds.
So I call upstairs my wife and I'm like, hey, I know I said I wanted you to get away, but I need you for a second. She's like, all right, what do you need? I'm like, I need you to bring me 2 grocery bags. Mm-hmm. I need you to bring me the pooper scooper from the backyard.
No.
And I also need you to bring some air freshener and a candle. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, listen, just be calm. Something fell out of the ceiling. I won't make you look at it, but I think it was an RAT. And this is what I hear. I'm like, hey, Liz, you bringing that bag? Hey, babe, hey, can I get that bag? She's like, we're selling the house immediately. Dude, sure enough, she comes down. There's like leaves that fell out with it because it had like nested in there obviously a long time ago. I don't know how long ago.
Where do you think it was?
It's not the first time we've seen it. Like we have a multi-level house where like one side of it is a basement, like exterior basement wall, mm-hmm. and the other side is like underground basement wall. And between those two, there's like, and we've put mesh netting in there that kind of rodent proof it.
Crawl space.
Yeah. And yeah, there's like a little bit of area between what would be the basement wall and the actual wood structure of the house, the studs. So there was a little space in there. It's been rodent proofed numerous times. And obviously this one got stuck on the wrong side of it.
Burn
couldn't
it
find
down.
His way out.
Burn it.
But dude, I'm just telling y'all, that it was a bad day in the Johnson house yesterday. We triple bagged that thing.
Sometimes when they do that to your house, Allie, I don't know if you have an attic, but we do. We had squirrels recently living up there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when they proof it where they can't get in, they'll have a one way exit. Like, right? They'll have a door they get out, and that's when, I guess, whoever did this did not. Was it the size of a chihuahua?
No. Oh, no. I was, like, it was a big rat. Like, it was a big rat.
Like, the size of, like,
it wasn't a mouse.
A Rottweiler puppy?
It was a rat.
It was like a martyr rat.
It was a rat.
Ooh.
It was a martyr rat.
That
it was a healthy martyr rat. I feel comfortable saying that.
Okay.
So next time I see that, you know, that black snake rolling through my front yard, I'm gonna be like, hey, you go get him, fella.
Oh, my gosh.
You go out there and do your work.
Homeownership. It's... fun. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call. Where can you get the kiddos some water activities around Atlanta? Man. We need water.
Yeah, and water features.
Do you have a story like Mike's? What have you found in your house?
I know Tinker's listening. Tinker's found some stuff.
Oh, give us a call, 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.